Democratic lawmakers held a shadow hearing in Minnesota Friday under the title Kidnapped and Disappeared. It comes amid continuing tension since the fatal ICE shooting of a woman in her car. It was the latest in a series of hearings convened by Democrat Pramila Jayapal of Washington, the ranking Democrat in the House Immigration Subcommittee.
Renee Good's killing was the ninth reported ICE shooting since September. Meanwhile, in the single year since Donald Trump entered office, 35 people have been reported by ICE to have died in ICE detention facilities. That is the highest number in two decades.
Jayapal says the Trump administration's surge of federal agents into the Twin Cities area has put residents at risk, with escalating arrests and violations of fundamental constitutional rights.
We are seeing horrifying videos of ICE agents battering down people's doors without a warrant, racially profiling people on the street, busting in car windows and trying to intimidate and suppress the First Amendment rights to peacefully protest.
Friday's hearing, the sixth in a series, was held in the Minneapolis Senate building. It was co-hosted by Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar.
This is not routine enforcement. This is not about public safety. This is not even about immigration. This is about political retribution. The president said it himself this week. It is increasingly clear that the entire purpose of these actions is to provoke chaos and fear in order to justify invoking the Insurrection Act and expand the president's ability to rain terror upon American cities who do not vote for him.
Other Democrats at the shadow hearing also blasted the Trump administration's actions. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar called the number of ICE agents in Minnesota out of balance, noting that the nearly 3,000 federal agents is far more than the 1,100 police in Minneapolis and St. Paul combined. Minnesota's other senator, Democrat Tina Smith, also spoke out.
Now, many of these agents are clearly poorly trained, which puts us all in danger, but they are also hostile and emboldened because they have been told, starting with the vice president, that they have 100% immunity. And as a result, people are getting hurt and even killed.
Other Democrats have also been speaking out against the Trump administration's use of federal agents and the military in U.S. cities. California Congressmember Ro Khanna spoke to reporters Thursday.
This is a moment for the country. I mean, the president is acting in a lawless way. He's got an ICE agency acting as his private police. They're knocking on people's doors, American citizens' doors, and taking away their freedom. They shot to death a 37-year-old mother. They dragged out of a car a person with disability who was going to the doctor and harassed her. They have harassed an elderly couple, smashing their windows. They are going after American citizens. If we are not going to stand up for our freedoms now, if we're not going to stand up for federalism now, then when?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.